The High King of Montival, A Novel of the Change, by S.M. Sterling. Narrated by Todd McLaren. Copyright 2010 by Stephen M. Sterling. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with S.M. Sterling and Scoville Galen Gosch Literary Agency, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. Nantucket Island. Imbolc. February 18th, change year 24, 2023 AD.
"Where did it all go?" Matilda Arminger said. "There were roads and houses. Now it's just trees. They're old trees, too. You can see that, even if the sea wind has stunted them."
"Why are you asking me?" Rudy Mackenzie said, with studied reason in his tones.
"The witch always drives you crazy and makes your eyes sparkle fetchingly, Anamcharamine," he thought. "You're the one with a magic sword."
Matilda caught the twinkle in his own eye and stuck out her tongue at him. They laughed, a quiet, relieved sound. It was good to have nothing but a mystery troubling them, as opposed to homicidal strangers. Rudy let his hand fall to the hilt of the weapon slung at his right hip. The pommel, shaped of moon crystal, held in antlers, gave him a slight cool shock as his calloused palm touched it. Less a physical sensation than a mental one, or possibly spiritual.
"What does it feel like?" Matilda asked, subdued again.
"To hold it."
She nodded, and he went on. "It's hard to describe that it is. Not as much of a shock as the first time."